There you go. Look at that. Here's in stereo. Yeah, morning, folks, and happy Friday. Friday, 28th of February. It's almost 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Hopefully you're in good form. We made it.
Oh, we made it. We're here. How are you getting on, everybody? Hope your week was as quick as it's felt to be for us, anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that was another quick one, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, they're flying in there. Absolutely. If you had to want a better phrase, Jim McCabe,
yeah,
they're hooting in, so yeah.
Well
they're
said.
They're hooting in.
There is no better phrase than that.
They're hooting in. Yes,
lovely
so
stuff.
There we go.
Listen, yeah, hopefully you're in good form. Looking forward to the weekend. Happy Friday to everybody. Check this out, right? If you needed an example of how popular the Hitbits got,
yeah,
right?
It's gone mental.
Wait till you see this. This came in at 25 past five in the morning, PJ.
Ah, good Lord.
Listen to this, right? I start work at 2 a.m., six nights a week, and for 5 hours and 45 minutes, I wait to be called out for the Hitbit, convincing myself I know it. Do you know the mental torture I go through every morning? It's like I've been trusted with a secret, and I can only say it on the radio. For my mental health, call me today, please. Don't make me keep this secret all weekend. From James, the driver.
Mike Hogan, Mike, will you give James a call? For the love of God, the man is going out of his mind here.
Oh,
Magic Mike needs to make this happen.
How much work went into the text alone? Let alone.
And he sent it a few times. Look,
the man is absolutely at his wit's end.
He sent it at 5:24 and 5:50. The man is
he's on the edge.
He's like someone.
Michael have to ring him and talk him down.
He's like someone that's found the Holy Grail and he doesn't know where to sell it.
Another example of how popular it's gotten. Antoinette. Right, you know our Antoinette from Cork?
From Cork, yeah. Cork City fan.
Well, exactly. The only thing she's ever texted us in about in the past
is Cork City.
Cork City.
Mind you.
And maybe the odd League of Ireland reference. And even Antoinette is trying to have a go at the Hitbit. Not even 10 past 6 in the morning.
What is going on, people?
What is going on?
Say, money talks now, Jim, now, doesn't it? Money talks. 1,340. Oh, that's the good news with the Hitbit. So all ye Hitbit players,
right,
and all ye people now at this hour of the morning trying to get onto the Hitbit, well, guess what? It's higher than we thought it was.
Oh, really?
So we were playing it around what I think was supposed to, we were going to do it at 1,190. No!
What is it?
It's 1,340.
340?
1,340, yeah.
How did that happen? Oh, I know, because every time we go, how much is the Hitbit? We go to you.
Hey! Well, it doesn't matter how it happened.
Yeah, a problem found out is a problem solved.
As usual, Jim McCabe is a whore for the detail. When the detail is completely
I tell you,
unrelevant.
It
is
unrelevant. It speaks a lot about the three of us, doesn't it? I mean, literally, we are the worst people when it comes to numbers. We were off by 200 quid, were we?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Everywhere.
200 quid?
Yeah. Welcome. Can I just say as well, if anyone listens, if you want to know how it happened, listen to the After Show this week.
Yeah.
Where me and Jim explain our fantastic non-ability with finances all around.
Yeah, it is one of those things where PJ and myself came to the realisation we're unlikely to ever be truly rich, are we?
No. But especially when you worry about fivers like we do.
Share and believe here at Classic Hits. It's almost 6:15. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you, Friday 28th of February, as we take on the birthdays today. Kind of a mixed bag. There's a few of them though. Two, four. I've six of them for you.
Oh, jeepers, right,
top
okay.
Of some of them will be very, very much up your street.
Oh.
Others, maybe not so much.
Well, that's sometimes they're the best ones, Jack.
Anyway, listen, let's start with a shoe in for you, right? Because you love your boxing.
I do.
Nothing better than a good Irish box for you.
What? In the name. Where are you taking me here?
A good Irish boxing champ. Barry McGuigan.
Ah, Barry McGuigan, what a great bloke.
Celebrating his birthday
What
today.
A great, great fella Barry McGuigan
Have you
is.
Met him, yeah?
Never.
No,
just been a follower since back in the day.
Yeah.
Of course, they had an awful tragedy in the family there last year, remember?
Did they?
Yeah, the daughter died, yeah.
Oh,
the
God,
actor.
That's right, yeah.
But what a great fella. He really does seem to be.
Is he
been at
a promoter now, or is he a trainer or something?
Yeah, there's some promotions going on, yeah. Or a trainer, I don't know, whatever it is. But he's got a stable, you know,
he's
that
got
way.
A stable, right?
And of course, he does all the commentary still on TV, which I think he's deadly at.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about him. He's never sort of lost that sort of youthful, cheeky McGuiganness.
Who does he do the commentary for?
Is it Sky?
I don't know.
That's the only place you can watch boxing these days.
I was just going to say. I assume it's all pay-per-view, is it?
Yeah, everything is. All the good stuff is pay-per-view. You get Sky, and then you get them. Now, lately, with the Tyson Fury Wilder fight, it was BT.
Yeah.
But that's pay-per-view as well. Like, these stations actually come up with flipping pay-per-view station like things that didn't even exist the day before.
Yeah, literally just put on for that.
It seems to be that way. Like, even if RTE managed to get one of these fights now, it'd be live on RTE.
RTE boxing.
Pay-per-view. You're what? Why can't you just watch one fight like a normal thing?
Yeah.
Barry McGuigan always, of course, his old man and everything. He went through it a bit with the old... Because back in the 80s when he was a champ, the old troubles were still in full flow.
Yeah.
So with him sort of refusing to sing the national anthem was a pretty controversial sort of thing at the time.
Back in the day, yeah.
And his old lad singing Danny Boy. I don't know. Like, you wouldn't do it now, I don't think, you know. But it was very much... He wasn't afraid to...
It was one of those iconic ones that it's a proper, you know, a proper childhood memory.
And it was only three fights, really.
Yeah.
To Pedroza Cabrera and Cruz, who beat him in Vegas because he got too hot.
He put Mr. Eastwood on the map as well.
That was brilliant, wasn't it? Dermot Morgan.
He was like a celebrity boxing promoter before that was even a thing. Before the Eddie Hearns and all that.
And he was only famous because of Dermot Morgan doing the... Well, because Barry McGuigan just kept saying, thank you, Mr. Eastwood.
Yeah.
Right, I've got to say Barry McGuigan is... 63.
Not a million miles away, 59.
Ah, fart, right.
59. Right, somebody that we have met not too far from this very studio... And a champion, I think, if memory serves now, I'm probably wrong with this, but I think maybe a champion who was possibly denied his medal. But Rob Heffernan.
Oh, yeah, Rob Heffernan from Cork.
Is that it? Was he supposed to get in the medal?
I tell you what.
Somebody cheated.
What's better about him
and
is...
And it's now in somebody weird's pocket.
Yeah, he got it eventually.
Did he get it?
Because you know your man that was arrested.
Yeah, the Olympic lad.
The Olympic lad. What was his name?
Pat. No, not Pat.
Oh.
What was his name?
What was his name?
Pat Hickey, that's it.
Pat
Thank
Hickey.
You, John. I knew, yeah.
That's
yeah.
it, Pat Hickey. Because, so, he got denied his medal, right?
Yeah.
Then all the drama happened. And it was all the, you know, your man who beat him got the drug scandal and all
Turned
that.
Turned out to be a horse, yeah.
Rob Heffernan from Cork. Proud Corkman that he is. Proud Cork City fan.
Yeah.
Antoinette would be delighted
We
here.
Met him when he was doing Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
We met him around the corner having a coffee.
And I met him at a Cork City match then, since.
Yeah.
And he's a great fella. And he wouldn't be cheating.
He's
no
in the
sort
he's
not
in
way.
The Paddy Power ad, I think, isn't
he? Is, yeah. He's just a funny walk at the end. That's what we always used to say about his event.
It is an unusual sport.
You know the Olympics is over when there's nothing left, only the funny walk competition.
Yeah. Pat Hickey had it. He was
going to present it to him at the next Olympics.
Yeah.
And he got arrested, but it was in his pocket. So he
and
didn't
it was taken,
get it.
I was taken into evidence.
Yeah, so he didn't get it then either. And the poor fella was waiting. He's waited years and years and years. He did eventually get it.
It's a blooming Olympic medal. Like, it's not a small thing.
I know, yeah. But he eventually got his hands on it in a very undramatic way. He was robbed of his moment, really.
Anyway, lovely fella.
I've only
met him the once, but he was dead sound.
Absolutely lovely fella. I'll say he's like a... Maybe 35, maybe.
He's 42, man.
Is he?
Yeah.
Flipping hell.
Still hope for you. In the Olympics, huh?
I don't know. And the thing is, his wife was an Olympian as well.
Right, listen, come here. I've got two absolute legends for you. Two huge sporting legends to give you a shot at, right?
Right.
First up is the great Dino Zoff.
What are you talking about?
You don't know Dino Zoff?
No. What did Dino Zoff do?
The legendary Italian goalkeeper. Dino Zoff.
Jeez, I can't think of who Dino Zoff is. What does he be at?
Right, tell you what, scrap that.
I've got one
great...
Zoff! Like Z-O-F-F?
Hang on a second. Mike, please tell me that I'm not alone here. Even you know Dino Zoff, don't you?
Never heard of him.
Yeah.
Dino Zoff.
Never heard
not
of Dino Zoff.
I have a clue who you're talking about.
Oh my God. The world
Dino
has gone
Zoff.
Absolutely mad. Right, okay. We'll scratch him. Do you want to have a wild guess then, since you've never heard of him?
47.
He's 78, man. I said he was a legend.
Hey, I'm a bit of a legend myself, Jim. I'm only half
right,
as old.
Okay, let's try this then, since your other great passion is the old Formula One.
Oh, God. Look, you know, he did this on purpose.
What about Mario Andretti?
Oh, Andretti, yeah. Oh, he was, yeah. He was in the Schumacher and all the days. He was, or was he?
No, he's older than that.
He's longer older than that.
Way before that.
He's around Senna days, probably, was it?
He's a significant birthday. God almighty, there's me thinking, right, a couple of sporting legends for PJ, and I'm spoon-feeding him here.
Yeah, to coming up with Dino Zoff and a man that sounds like
Dino
medicine.
Dino Zoff, unbelievable. People, please, text in. Anyway,
coronavirus is more popular than Dino Zoff when you go away. I got to say, Andretti is... he's 80.
Yeah, he's 80. Yeah. He's 80. Right, now, onto the... You might have a better chance with these then, because this isn't your ball game at all, but Peter Alice.
You're really, like, we were scraping the bottom of the barrel here now. We're calling Zoff's legends and...
Oh, my God.
You know, Peter Alice, what
Peter
does he do?
Peter Alice is the renowned voice of golf. He's a golf commentator.
How would I know that?
One time Ryder Cup player and all. Peter Alice, famous kind of golf commentator now.
Here we are now, one of them. He's about to pass him the size 12 bat.
Exactly, one of them.
He's about to send him the size 12 bat today.
For the rest of the world, he's a very famous person.
81.
Not bad, in fairness, 89.
Ah, right.
And then the last one. Oh, my God.
Safe to say this isn't my day.
Is celebrity chef. What about that?
I'm all right with them.
Ainsley Harriott.
Ah, yeah.
There you go.
Ah, yeah. He'd cook you up a Dino Zoff now.
He'd knock you
in
up.
In a heartbeat. He's put a bit of Andretti on it.
He's a can't cook, won't cook.
He was brilliant crack, in fairness. The Lenny Henry of cooking. Wasn't he? Yeah. He was good fun. What's he doing now? He's not on the telly at all anymore, is he?
I don't know, actually, to be honest with you. I haven't heard a lot of him, to be fair.
A lot of those celebrity chefs went off, had their own restaurants, and they all went bang. That was kind of a trend at the time. Like, you know the way that, like, even Jamie Oliver, his is gone.
Yeah.
They all kind of had their
Although
moment.
Although he's kind of struggling back, to be fair. I saw the documentary about his thing when he's kind of back at it.
Yeah. It's great the way these millionaires can struggle back. I wonder where they get the confidence from.
Thankfully, he had a few million books to sell and a couple of TVs.
The business goes bankrupt, but they still have that 100 million of their own to try and make a fist of it again. Yeah. Harriet is 55.
63.
Oh, jeez.
63.
Oh, no, I die. It's Friday. I don't even care, man.
This is Classic Hits.
Thank you, John. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday.
Tell you something. If anything ever sums up a happy Friday, it's John Hart.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
Party man.
I love the understatement. I know, John. Give him the greatest build-up ever. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Friday himself, John Hart.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
In the building. Delighted with life.
Anyway, listen, good to have you here.
Thank you. How are you guys?
Yeah, good.
We're fine. Yeah, we're okay. Thanks.
Very good. Excellent. Yeah.
Yeah. You could have said it with a bit more sincerity.
Well, you know me now. I am never anything but... Yeah. The most genuinely interested person I could be.
Oh my God. I feel like I'm caught. Am I bleeding? Am I bleeding somewhere?
Yeah.
I mean, that man.
Just internally.
Absolutely kind of hammer you with his words. His understated words. Anyway, listen, are you looking forward to a decent weekend?
Yeah, why not? See what's happening, you know?
Anything exciting in your world?
Not really. Actually, my sister had a baby there recently, so...
Hooray!
Yes, indeed. She's down in Cork, so we'll go down on Sunday, I think.
Happy days.
Indeed.
So you're an unc now, are you?
Yes, my brother has two kids as well, so we're in that category of relative for a while, I suppose.
Wow, I can imagine those kids then, yeah. Hey, here's Uncle John.
Oh, there's that fella again, yeah.
It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
Hello, kids.
Brilliant. Here's another €7.50 toy to dismantle.
Yeah, Candy Crows with Mr. Jones and the Bee Gees with You Win Again. Just ahead of that, here at Classic Hits, 18 minutes away from 7. Happy Friday to you folks. Thanks for hanging out with us, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Good to have you along. 087-188-0008 as always if you want to give us a shout. Thank you, by the way, to the couple of people who text in to lend me a modicum of support in the face of huge adversity from
What's
PJ
going
and
on
Mike.
Now?
Because we've had a couple of WhatsApps in. Scott in Summerhill. Said Dino's off the first goalkeeper to lift the World Cup. That's right. And the oldest, I think, winner of the World Cup. He was 40 in that 1982 tournament when he lifted
it. Only you could remember the first World Cup out of all of us here.
1982 World Cup. With the one, the one you said was one of your favourites. Oh no, you were 86, were you?
Well, 82 was the first I remember, but 86 was the first.
Well, don't remember it that well, do you?
Well, no, I remember it not because of the football, because of the orange, because it was in...
Remember Spain, that's right. So,
and the mascot was the little orange. And I remember...
the little orange playing football.
Yeah, in art class, we were drawn the little orange. And I remember that. But Mexico 86 was the first World Cup that I was actually like watching it and like loving the football and the characters and the Maradonas and all
anyway,
that stuff.
Anyway, Zoff was captain in that 82 side when Italy won it and he lifted the World Cup.
Well, no wonder I don't remember him. I was literally drawing an orange.
Juventus legend.
Yeah.
And also, one of your own. Thank God for this man. Bose Ritchie has been on. Jim, I know who Zoff is. Only one of the best goalkeepers ever with his blue goalie jersey. PJ, that's embarrassing. And you're a fellow Bose fan. Says Bose Ritchie.
Well, Bose Ritchie is obviously, 74 years old as well.
And he's also gone on to say Peter Alice is the most famous golf commentator.
I don't know anything about golf. I've never claimed to know anything about golf. But my golf knowledge is literally not non-existent. To the point that Jim McCabe got the giggles all through his week last week at me trying to describe what a golf commentator might say.
The greatest golf thing I've ever heard in my whole life was when PJ said, "Send me a size 12 bat." Every single element of that sentence. There's no sending involved. Size 12. Isn't it?
I was trying to do
and obviously bat.
I was trying to do my impression of a caddy.
Oh dear. Right, look, here's a couple of ones.
God, they're all getting passionate about this. Dino Zoff.
Dino Zoff was a goalkeeping legend. He captained Italy at 40 years old. That's right, the 82 World Cup, one of the best World Cup. The Pat and Talla, that is.
Hey, they're all getting all.
Right, I'll save you. Here's one about Ainsley Harriott. Danny the Chef says, "I worked under Ainsley in the Strand Palace Hotel in London years ago. And he's a decent bloke."
Good stuff. I'm glad to hear he is, because he always came across as a really nice fella. We always did. Didn't he on the telly? He was a big laugh.
Yeah, absolutely.
He was such a friendly old sort.
And he was a great man for an innuendo.
He loved an innuendo. He really did. It was good crack.
You need to rub your meat.
Yeah. You get all giddy then for about a half an hour.
And there's Margaret. In fact, it's Margaret has sent us a picture of our mammy. With the bell,
Rob Heffernan. Yeah.
Celebrating his
birthday. I'll tell you,
he's
a very nice fella.
Lovely.
Very nice fella. Me and Rob Heffernan and, oh my God, am I forgetting his name? Shane Casey, who plays Billy Murphy in The Young Offenders. We all went to a Cork Bowls game.
Yeah.
We had to separate going in, obviously, because I had to go up to the away end.
Yeah.
But we were in and out, and it was, I'll tell you something, lovely fella, Rob Heffernan is. He's a great bit of crack.
Good stuff. Listen, hi to everybody. Apologies if I didn't give you a shout. I see JP there. I see who's that? Richie the Trucker. There's Kerry Dave. Kerry Dave, morning to you, sir. I mentioned Antoinette earlier on. There's Garrett in Limerick.
Oh, hold on. Yeah, Kerry Dave. Kerry Dave, once again, a reminder. Jim McCabe is still rabbiting on about the horsey tips he gave him.
I'm
he said it yesterday, but Cheltenham is on the way, and I'd like, as we know, Jim only shares the tips you give him that have no chance and keeps the winners for himself.
Excuse me. He was only just barely beaten into fourth place, that horse I gave you, courtesy of Kerry Dave.
Gambling responsibly is not taking Jim McCabe's tips.
Well, exactly. I'm glad you finally realised that. Morning, boys. Irish Francis in England here. Oh, my God. Irish Francis in England.
In England. Just finished.
My last night shift for a while. Off to Egypt.
On Sunday. Model for the coronavirus, this lad.
Oh my God.
Travelling around the world.
Don't say that. Who's this now? This is... good morning, fellow reprobates from a cold and wet Galway. Look forward to the morning madness. O'Malachy. I thought he was going to say malarkey.
Oh yes, it's Malachy. Madness morning, madness Malachy.
Yeah.
So what's the crack then? With this Storm Jorge. Is this now... Have we stuck with... That's obviously started in Galway, is it? Are we stuck now with the weekend, another stormy weekend?
To be honest with you, now, I wouldn't be one for I'm all right, Jack, pull up the ladder. But I think it's mainly the west and the north.
Oh!
So, I've a feeling this side of our little isle may not get the worst of it.
Oh! Well,
mind you, do you know what I'm basing that on?
What?
You saying yesterday.
Oh, right. Oh, well, then we're all in trouble then. I mean, I'm not exactly famed for my accuracy when it comes
anyway,
to this.
Listen, apologies if we didn't get to give you a shout-out. We do get all the WhatsApps, though. We do go through them. So 087-188-0008 if you do want to get in touch. Today, of course, we've just found out, PJ enlightened us a little bit earlier, that we've been undervaluing the Hitbit. So literally in an hour's time, we're going to be playing for even more money than we thought we were playing for. We were like 200 quid.
Off
the mark.
We were way off the mark we were. So it's actually 1,340 quid today. So wow. It's loads of money today.
There you go. And the clue is out there, miraculous. Classichits.ie to check out the previous guesses and listen to it as often as you like. And of course, Friday, sure, who knows what will happen on
and
Friday.
And I've just checked the weather for the weekend. No, we're going to be lashed over with the storm.
Even us.
Here tomorrow as well, yeah.
Great, well done, PJ.
Yeah.
So not only did you get the Hitbit amount wrong, you got the weather forecast wrong. You're proud of yourself, are you? Yeah. And you don't know who Dino's off or Peter Alice is.
Now listen here.
Do you want to go and just think about what you've done?
Listen here now.
We should have a naughty step
if
for you.
If you want to do this job with someone that knows what they're doing, you're going to have to get rid of me. Right?
It wouldn't be nearly as much fun.
Yeah, well, there you go. If you want accuracy, go to a different radio station.
Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me.
What a song that is.
Happy Friday to you. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It is Friday, 28th of February, 7:09. Good to have you along. Eddie Goss in Glasnevin wants us to give a shout out to himself and his brothers. Apparently they're all heading off to Blackpool for the weekend. Enjoy, boys, enjoy.
Enjoy, lads. Eddie, have a good one over there.
Also, just while I think of it, somebody texted in yesterday. At some stage, right?
Right.
Looking for a request at about 7:15 today.
Dear
and
God.
I did copy and paste it on to our running order thing, but then somebody deleted it.
Oh, it wasn't me.
So just if that was, I think it was a birthday shout out. So just if that was you, will you kind of remind me? Because I don't have it, basically, is what
it's
I'm
gone.
Trying to tell you.
It's gone. Yeah.
Into the, and that's the thing, you see, trying to keep, like, when somebody does that,
it is
can
hard.
You do this at 8:15? Can you do this tomorrow? Can you do this on Friday? It's impossible with the amount of WhatsApps and stuff that comes
it
in
is,
for all
very,
sorts
it's,
of
tis be
stuff.
Hard, tis be hard to keep up, so
absolutely.
It is.
Absolutely. Anyway, you want to talk food, do you?
I do. Look, this story is shocking. Absolutely shocking. So brace yourself.
Okay.
If you're of a tender nature this morning, I warn you, what you're about to hear is a horrifying expedition. A mother who bought a packet of bourbon biscuits for her children was baffled and shocked to find that when she got them home, there was no cream in our bourbons.
Oh my God.
No cream in our bourbons.
I really
right?
wish I had that sound effect that went din, din, din.
The story goes on. So this stunned Amanda Fisher is her name. She's 43 years old. Once again, me and Jim, we constantly wonder, why is this woman's age relevant?
Yeah.
Like, why do you ever do that when they're doing these stories?
And it's the only place it ever happens is magazines and newspapers. They'll say, blah, 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 43. And it's not at all.
Important side note, this person is almost, you know, middle-aged. You're like, what? So they do that. So she got this packet of bourbons. She bought them in Aldi. Now, instead of your usual bourbon, I love the way it goes on to describe it. A bourbon, which is a sandwich-style biscuit made of two chocolate biscuits with a chocolate filling.
Mm.
Very important to know. She brought it home. Her son had taken one out of the packet. And the son took it out of the packet and said, Ma, look. And she thought it was very funny, she said, because she imagined that the young fella had licked all the cream out of the bourbon.
Right.
She was absolutely shocked. This is Castleline and Kerry, by the way. She said this. She paid 25 cents for these biscuits.
Yeah.
So then she went up to the packet of biscuits and she opened them up. My God, every single one of them was creamless. There was no cream in any of the bourbons.
I'm surprised one of the Healy Rays hasn't been on about this.
I'm telling you, yeah. So she contacted them. She said she'd never saw it before and she thought it was funny. She was very surprised when she saw the first one, but then when she realised they were all the same, she was absolutely shocked. She told Aldi about it and she said Aldi, to their favour, did offer to send her a new packet of bourbon biscuits.
Fair play, Aldi.
Now, she said, thank you very much, but I'm not too bothered because it didn't really cost that much. This is an amazing story in the newspaper.
It's the fact that it is even a story.
I know.
This is incredible. Woman finds no cream in her bourbon biscuits.
And isn't that bothered.
Yeah.
Because they didn't cost that much. That's what's great about it. Sometimes you read these stories and the English are great at it. And they'll make these stories and then you'll see
the family
sitting around shocked and pointing really sad faces at the biscuits.
Yeah. That would have been the front page now in English John's local.
It would.
In the Portsmouth Pinnacle.
Yeah, in the Portsmouth Bulletin, it was unbelievable as woman finds biscuit the shape of a willy. That's the thing. It's always rude biscuits over in England.
Yeah. That is extraordinary.
So she said she posted the pictures on her Facebook page.
Is that an online thing? Or is it a reputable, is it a well-known newspaper or website or anything? Or?
It's very well-known newspaper.
Oh my God.
It's the Daily Mail.
And that's the story.
Yeah, this is the Daily Mail. It's in today's Daily Mail. Like,
that she didn't find cream in her bourbons.
And she wasn't that bothered.
Slow news day.
And she wasn't that bothered. So she put it on her Facebook page. She put a picture of these biscuits on her Facebook page, you know.
Yeah, and as you do.
And then the outrage started because it was online, of course. So some people made comments such as, "My God, it's like being robbed in your own home." And another commenter said, "This is daylight robbery." Oh, unbelievable.
Fantastic.
Aldi have been contacted by the Daily Mail, but to this point, there has been no response. Very suspicious, Aldi.
Unbelievable.
I will say you can
even
buy...
Even though they did offer the biscuits.
Yeah, but you can buy our silence with a packet of biscuits each.
Correct.
So that's a full 50 cents worth of creamless bourbons, please.
Yes, but it does make... they better be here very, very quickly.
Very soon. We do know there's an Aldi around the corner.
The weird thing about this story is, right, that one, what caught our eye is the fact that it is a non-story. One of the things we love is those non-stories. How these things, somebody actually made an editorial decision for them to be
That's
in a
great.
Newspaper.
I it's love brilliant. It.
But then the other weird thing is that Magic Mike chimed,
he got carried away.
Chimed in with his own sort of amazing biscuit contribution.
Magic Mike started, there's something in this,
lads. Oh, I tell you.
There's something in this.
Now, I know everybody's worried about a lot of other things in the world, but I just want to bring this to your attention.
Mike, what happened to you? Your tragic food?
Line one, Mike. Mike, you had a...
afternoon.
You had an incident there, hadn't you, with the biscuit thing. It wasn't a biscuit in your case, was it? Was it a biscuit?
It was actually a Club Milk Joe.
And tell me about it.
It happened years ago. That's how much of an impact it's had on my life.
It's still with them.
It's still with me. Years ago, I had a Club Milk and I bit into it. You know the way you bite the little edges around the Club Milk?
Yeah, you would, all right, yeah. God forbid you'd eaten something in a normal way.
Actually, I have to confess, I'd kind of do that as well.
No, PJ.
I'd kind of do that as
well. God, I have a nibbler and a licker. Unbelievable.
You've actually got two nibblers. But anyway, I didn't see any sign of a biscuit. I nibbled a little further. No biscuit. I nibbled all the way. There was no biscuit in my Club Milk. It was just Club Milk.
You got a solid bar of chocolate.
Wow. Solid. It was like a bar of gold.
Oh my God. I'd have written.
Unbelievable.
I'd have written not to complain, but to say, have you got any more of them?
I know. It's never happened again. Yeah, never happened before, never happened again.
That's actually a joy.
I know.
Far from being a sort of a... Oh no, I'm being ripped off here. Oh my God, I've gotten literally solid lump of chocolate.
That's why it stayed with me, yeah.
I'm
sure that has happened to loads of people, not just with Club Milks, but other things.
Yeah.
So. Oh, definitely. The old deformed food, for want of a better phrase. I think that's what we were calling it. You get a bit of deformed food and you remember for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
For the rest of your life.
Right, well then we're going to have to ask. We're going to have to put it out there, people.
Yeah. Do you have a story that could rival this today's Daily Mail? Do you? What happened?
Have you experienced, like Mike, a biscuitless Club Milk? Or like that lady in Kerry, a creamless bourbon?
Or like me, I once had a Tato crisp that looked exactly like Jim. I kept it and everything.
That wasn't actually a Tato. That was, you were licking my face at the time. Peter. Well, it was very embarrassing.
Oh, sorry.
Really
Sometimes I get carried away.
I am a touch salty. Well, right, let us know if you've encountered one of those ridiculously bizarre deformed food things PJ's Christmas.
I don't have anything big. I had one Jaffa cake once and there was no orangey bit. It was just a bacon. It was very disappointing.
That's a letdown now.
A bit tragic now, I can tell you the truth.
Keep on moving from 5 at 20 past 7 here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. Thank you for all the WhatsApps coming in about your deformed food. I don't feel comfortable calling it that. Deformed food.
That's what it is. What else would you call it?
Anyway, it looks like there's a lot of it about. Keith in Ballybrack says, I bought an iceberg, you know, the ice cream thing.
Oh,
iceberg,
yeah.
I bought an iceberg and it only had one side of biscuit. I was horrified.
Oh my God, that's like
horrified.
That's like a sort of a hipster, an open sandwich of
absolutely.
Ice cream.
Also, there was somebody in. Let me see. There was somebody saying that they had the same experience as Mike, but that I don't know where that WhatsApp has gone. But anyway, got a solid four-finger Kit Kat. I was over the moon,
lads. I've had one of them. I forgot all about it until this moment. I've had it.
A solid four-finger Kit Kat.
No wafer in
brilliant.
The jail. That's a long time ago. Wow.
I found it. Right, here we go. Tom it was who said, I had the same experience as Mike with the purple snack bar. Just pure chocolate. And the same with the Kit Kat. Two fingers were chocolate. Two fingers were normal.
That's the holy grail right there. Isn't it?
The holy grail.
That is the now, holy grail
you, so,
right
that sort
there.
Of, that sort of reaction that we've had, right, to Mike's Club Milk and the Kit Kat thing.
Yeah.
It does kind of pose the question, why don't they sell them that way?
I know.
People seem to love them.
Especially a snack bar, Mike.
Absolutely.
Goodness.
People
solid.
Seem to love them. I'm not sure this counts, lads, but Spud and Cork has been on to say, I once ordered a Beamish and it came in a Murphy's glass.
I hope you burnt the pub to the ground.
I'm not sure it's quite the same thing.
Not the same thing. I don't remember years ago. Isn't that a relatively new thing?
What?
That like you have to have the right corresponding glass to the drink. That's a new thing.
That, relatively
when I was
new,
young, that was never a thing. It was just like they gave you whatever.
That's because when we were young, there was probably only about two beers available, wasn't there?
That's true. Yeah.
Nothing had a logo on it.
That's true.
They were just
glasses. Yeah.
That's all they were.
Like now it makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because nowadays, I always get...
And you go mad. Like, I'd be put out now.
Would you?
If McGuinness came in the wrong glass.
Would you really?
If it came in a Smittix glass or something, I'd be disgusted.
Well, obviously, if it came in a champagne flute, I'd be like, that's ridiculous. But, like, if it came in a glass...
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be too bothered. But it would probably be on Instagram as, look at this ludicrous display,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look at this. The son was robbed blind last night, opened a Carmelo, and there was a square missing.
Oh, my God. Somebody actually nicked a square off the bar of chocolate.
Scandalous. Who's sending that in?
That's outrageous.
Jackie Keane.
I hope you went back to the Caramello people. I hope that was... Oh, the Caramello people sounds like a newspaper itself.
Right.
But I hope you did. I hope that's definitely somewhere. Oh, you got a picture of it at the very least.
Look at this. Scott in Ballymount. I once bought a Dairy Milk fruit and nut, but it came with no fruit or nut in it.
Outrageous.
Again, what you bought was just a Dairy Milk.
Well, he bought a Dairy Milk, yeah.
That's
yeah,
incredible.
He bought a Dairy Milk. That was just it ended up in the wrong wrapper, didn't it?
Yeah. There's probably loads of them in. They're getting all jumbled up again because people are going bananas for the hit bit. But listen, Magic Mike is on the case. He'll keep scanning them as well in case there's anything outrageous that comes in the meantime. 087-188-0000. Wait, if you do want to give us a shout. Yeah, the bell, Robbie Williams. Let me entertain you. Happy Friday to you folks. Good Friday tune, that, isn't it?
Good, yeah.
That's his best one.
It is, yeah. And he hasn't got many good ones. and that's definitely, but that's it. That's the one.
Hit bit on the way with added cash today that even we didn't know about. So well worth having a go. 087-188-0008. Remember, don't give us your guess, okay? A guess on the text, no good whatsoever. You got to actually get on the radio. You got to get Magic Mike to select you to play. So 087-188-0008 if you fancy a go at that. In the meantime.
Dear, oh dear.
It's time for a superhero. Well, not really a superhero.
Yeah, well...
A good guy.
And not even a good guy, because we've no interest in them. But one thing about the Bond movies, I think one thing that they serve up with aplomb and very well is the old Bond villain, right?
And the Bond gadgets.
And the gadgets, of course, yeah. But we're focusing on the villains very much so because, you know, in movies...
Yeah.
Here's something I didn't know. So you look at Bond, especially Bond films, and you think, well, what's a villain need to have to be in a Bond movie? Well, I suppose he has to have the sadistic laugh.
Mr. Bond, I'm going to leave you in this room with a strange device that you can inevitably escape from.
I expect you to die, Mr. Bond.
Yeah, they don't do that. They don't really do that anymore. They've turned into serious
movies. They've gone all modern.
Yeah, they were much better in the old days with Roger Moore.
Oh my God. Roger Moore.
Winky, winky, noddy, noddy. I'm going to get away with everything.
Roger Moore made the cartoon versions of James Bond.
Are we really going here again? Who likes the...
Although it's appropriate that you should mention him among the villains, considering he stole a living as an actor.
Oh,
as
my
Bond.
God. He was literally Bond. And then Sean Connery, Mr. He's the same as everything he does.
He was the original Bond.
I'm acting. Can't you see him acting? I'm the same in everything I do. Get over it. Right. So,
right, so we've established.
So you need the sadistic laugh, right? Yeah. You need the sort of, you know, especially in Bond, they have to have that penchant for, you know, explaining their sadistic plans.
Yeah.
I'm going to take over the world, Bond, one day at a time. You see what I've done here? You know, they explain everything. But one thing they'll never have is an iPhone. So it turns out.
What? Even a Bond villain can't afford an
can't
iPhone?
Can't have an iPhone.
Yeah. I'll tell you something, Mr. Bond. I intend to one day own the world. And maybe one day I might even be rich enough to afford an iPhone.
If I could just get my hands on a WhatsApp, I'd be taking over the world by now. Yeah, no, they'd never have an iPhone.
Why?
And no villain in any movie will ever have an iPhone. It's just been revealed that Apple, the company Apple, they have, like, you know, you actually have to pay to use iPhones in their movies. Believe it or not, it's gone the other way round.
You mean they don't benefit from the advertising?
No, it's the other way around now. You want to use an iPhone, you want to fit in with the modern world, you're paying Apple.
Oh,
and they
God.
Will not let bad guys in movies hold their phones. They won't do it.
So only Bond himself, not the Bond villain. Bond is allowed to have an iPhone, but
Bond,
the villain
or
is not.
Any action movie, the protagonist, yeah, he's allowed to have one or she is allowed to have one. But the villain, the bad guy in all these movies, not a hope, you can't be seen with one. Apple will not have it. They're
so,
not into
basically,
it.
They're trying to put out this message that Apple is only for good guys.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's amazing.
Pretty much, exactly, yeah.
Which means, of course, it brings us to the situation where in our little thing, of course, then there'd only be one villain.
It really would.
Among the three of us. Who would that villain be?
Is it you, Jim?
No, because, of course, as you know,
iPhone.
I have an iPhone. Would it be you, PJ?
No, as you know, I have an iPhone.
So who is it among us who doesn't have an iPhone and could indeed be a villain? Who is that Android villain?
Well, if it is an old Slippery Mickey.
Look at
himself.
That.
Look
there
at him.
He is.
Samson Android Mickey.
There you go.
Yeah. Mad Mickey.
What a villain name.
I really don't know whether that was a good expression. It's Samsung Android Mickey. But
yeah,
anyway.
That's it.
So you're the villain.
So,
yeah, apparently so, yeah.
You're the villain of the piece, Michael.
Apparently I am, lads.
It's not mad, though.
It's kind of appropriate, though, isn't it?
He knows
the technology and all that sort of stuff. He could probably bring this whole place crashing down.
In fairness, he does. He has more technological prowess than we do when it comes to it.
And we'd only be able to use our eyebrows and look on in, you know, scant regard.
Damn you. Damn you, Slippery Mickey.
Samson Android Mickey.
Samson.
That's an amazing thing,
isn't it?
But I think that damages the image. I think when it comes to Apple, like, you know what I mean? Like, everybody identifies with the bad guy.
Hmm.
Like, if you think of something that, like we grew up in. All the
I don't know if they identify with it. You might.
What?
What does it mean? You're a penchant for, like, you know.
All the bad guys are the great
being
ones.
Being a usurper.
In the movies. I tell you something. I think I'm going out to buy myself an Android.
You'd rather be the Bond villain than Bond.
Yeah. I'd rather be the villain in anything. In any movie. Any TV series. Well, what would Dallas have been without J.R. Ewing?
So you'd rather be the villain in Magnum than Magnum himself? Or the villain in Chips than one of the lads on the bikes? Or the villain in Bloom and the thing with the car, Knight Rider, then the car.
Well, the car.
Stop trying to name things, Jim. You're running out.
I'm struggling here, for God's sake.
Okay, well, Grant, if you're going to make a valid point, I'm not even going to have this conversation. No, I wouldn't. I'd rather be the heroes, but only because I actually know how to use an iPhone.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. The Hit Bit is worth 1,000. Believe it or not, 340.
Mm.
We've been telling you irregular and wrong information, so we have. And we've just found out today that Damien, believe it or not, was counting it the right way. Trust him. He'd know his way around a few quid. But 1,340 is what it is. And this is how it sounds. So we've even more money to give away to you today. Right, so James Hennessy is going to go first this morning. How are you, James?
Well, there's no
things. How's things? How are you, James? What part of the country are you in this morning?
I'm just coming out of Enfield driving all night now. So.
Coming out of Enfield, I got that bit, and then it went that. A bit crackly then.
I'm just
out
of Enfield on the way to
Kinnegad. Kinnegad, good stuff. Right.
Right, James, we have a little bit more to give you then this morning if we can. What do you think it is?
I think it's Dion, the Wanderer.
Dion, the Wanderer.
The Wanderer.
Wow, okay,
wow, going back a bit, Mike.
Yeah, you'd love that, PJ.
I do love all that, yeah, I do. Yeah, that's my
kind of music. Your kind of music, when you were young and everything.
I love all that. I tell you, when I was trying to grow my hair long and I only ended up with a beard on the back of my head.
All right, well, let's ask one of your other favourites, PJ, Dr. Phil. Let's see what he has to say.
You know, my dad used to tell me, never pass up a good chance to shut up.
He's getting harsh with these things.
I tell you, it's cutting. He's hiding behind these clips. Right, listen, James, it was worth having a bash at it. Sorry it didn't work out for you. Happy Friday to you. Anyway, have a good day, man.
No worries. Cheers.
Cheers. See you, James. Take have a good weekend. Right, Laura is in Galway this morning. How are you, Laura?
Not so bad, Peter, and yourself?
Not so bad. Have you any weekend plans ahead?
I do. What's... I'm going away to Wexford, then a night in a castle, believe it or not.
Oh, a castle nice. In Wexford, eh?
Which one is this one now?
Morning, Jim.
Morning to you.
Here's me asking her about our castle. All she wants to do is talk to Jim. Typical.
No,
and he always gets left out, in fairness, on the
hit bit. Jim gets left out. Are you joking?
Yes, well said, Laura. Well said. My Andrew, God. Yes, I tell you something, Michael. Michael, I just want to let you know, I want Laura to win.
Right. Well said. He does. He gets left out. He does.
Yeah, it's always. How are you, PJ? Morning, PJ. It's always that poor old Jim here just doing his job in the background. Underappreciated.
Right. Laura, see what you started. Have your guess and get out of here. Come on.
It's Laura Monroe, Miraculous Ladybug.
Miraculous Ladybug, right?
Wow. Mm. All right, let's talk to another miraculous ladybug, Anne Robinson. What has she to say?
We've got a lot to learn. Rather we just think goodbye.
As soon as he said Anne Robinson, we all knew it wasn't going away. Yeah. We all knew.
It was never going to be good when Anne Robinson's involved, to be fairly honest.
Right, sorry about that, Laura. Actually, no, I'm delighted for you, Laura. I'm glad. Have a great one.
Happy Friday.
Enjoy
Laura.
Your weekend.
Happy Friday. Cheers. Bye-bye now. Right, so there we go. We've ruled out two more tracks. We'll put them up on classichits.ie along with the guests and the hit bit itself for you to listen to. And then Damien Farley will be giving away the right amount of money later on.
Yes, 20-5. Damien Farley will give you another go.
Mm.
Say he was going through. He probably tried to stash the few quid in his back pocket. That's why we were counting it wrong.
There you go.
As if it's hard.
Although it kind of looks bad on us that we were the ones holding the money back.
Oh yeah.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Vogue from Madonna here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 10 past 8 on this Friday. Happy Friday. Happy Friday to you, folks. Hopefully you're in good form. Yahoo! Looking forward to the weekend. Good to have you with us. 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout, you know we got the breakfast table quiz. Final day of that. On the way before the hour is out. Also, of course, we're going to be checking in on the big grow. This is not good for me. PJ Gallagher is quite literally outgrowing me from week to week.
I think it's safe to say I'm winning the war of growers.
You certainly are. We're going to check in on that a little bit in just a little while. But yesterday, if you were with us on the show, you'll know that we were celebrating the fact that it was Classic Hits' birthday.
Yeah.
It's officially, or was yesterday, officially
11 years old.
11th birthday. Now, look, we're going to be honest about this, right? We had to be told by a listener we weren't great on it.
What?
We were told by a listener.
Oh, yeah, basically. Oh, I know what you mean, yeah. Someone had to let us know.
Exactly. And, you know, it was unusual. Because normally, for most people, birthdays are a big thing. I mean, I point you
Especially to my
learned friend and colleague here.
Come on, birthdays are the best days of
PJ
the year.
Gallagher,
there's no doubt about it.
He's already, I mean, to be honest with you, we're lucky we made it to the end of February before he start going about it on his birthday in
Nearly
April
there,
or whatever.
Lads. Nearly there.
But what if we were to change it?
What if you were to change it? And a mother has come under fire for wanting to do just that with her son. So I have to say, do you know something? I want to hear your take on this for a change. You know the way you'll be sitting there.
Silent.
I'm too quick to judge, right? positively and negatively. I'm too quick to judge. But a mother is debating her son's birthday, whether she wants to change it, right? She says his birthday is on a very inconvenient day. It doesn't suit, and they can't celebrate it properly at all. So she wants to change the birthday, right? So she went on to the, you know, Mumsnet. It's like a forum for mothers, and they all chat and have their bit of banter there. And she went on and says, would it be all right? He was born on Stephen's Day. Right. On Stephen's Day. So she's, all the family's traditional sort of festivities and all that mean they can't really make the day special for the young fella. So he's a brother, right? And the brother's day is a more normal time of the year. So he gets to have the full party.
Yeah.
He gets all the extra presents. He gets to go to the old bounce house up the road or whatever it is you'd be doing, you know, when you're a young fella. I don't know what they do. Go for a bounce house for a fizzy. That's exactly how I'm going to phrase going for a pint from now on. Going up the bounce house for a fizzy.
That's going to become our new thing.
Yeah, though. It is, yeah. I was up the bounce house for a physio too yesterday, so...
When you come in looking a bit tired, I go, you were in the bounce house again,
I was,
right?
Yeah, a few bruises, all right, Jim, a few bruises. A few mental bruises. So she's saying with her son on Stephen's Day, it doesn't really work. So they woke up last Stephen's Day, nothing was open, they'd nowhere to go. His friends weren't going to parties because they were still doing the old Christmas thing themselves, you know, the whole family Christmas thing.
Yeah.
So she goes, I want to change his birthday. Now she wants to change it to the 29th or the 29th of December. Not a huge change.
No, that's to be honest with you.
For me, I think that's ridiculous.
Well, you see, to be honest, when you initially said... When you gave me the headline kind of this story, I thought it was going to be this kind of like ridiculous sort of yummy mummy thing where it was like it spoiled something on her.
Yeah.
But to be fair, it's actually for the benefit of the kid.
Oh, well.
It's for the benefit of the kid to get more sort of out of his own or her own birthday.
Yeah.
Then I thought it was an inconvenience for the mother. And she was like being selfish about it and saying, it doesn't suit me to have your birthday today. But it's actually for the benefit of the kids, so I'm kind of...
I'd have more sympathy
around
with the mother then. You know what I mean? I would understand that a lot more.
I'd kind of come around a little bit. She wants to do something even better for her child.
Yeah, but then she says, how about the 29th of December? Like, surely you're going to change your birthday, you put it in July. You don't just pick the 29th of December. You don't just go... Oh,
well, she's obviously trying to keep it within an ass's roar of when the proper birthday is.
Exactly, so she's not thinking too much about him, is she? Like, you get one chance to change your birthday.
But sure, you're the very one that thinks the middle bit of the Christmassy bit is the worst bit.
Exactly.
So if you had a birthday in there to look forward to, it'd make it a great time for you.
No, you're sticking your birthday into the crappiest time of the week. You got a chance. You got one chance in your life, Jim. One chance in your life. To get your birthday out of Christmas. And let's face it, this kid isn't enjoying Christmas. No kids enjoy Christmas. Christmas is terrible.
No, I think right? you'll find kids love Christmas.
Whatever. Maybe in your weird childhood. But they get a chance to break away. You get a breakaway chance.
I hope there's a few psychologists listening in their car at the moment. Right, I find that a very interesting comment. I think we can read into PJ's past a little bit in that regard.
Yeah, we have one breakaway chance. And your mother says, we can change your birthday.
Well,
look at your mother and say, when? And she goes, next week. Oh, jeez. It doesn't matter. My sister's birthday is on the 31st of...
It's funny that somebody has actually WhatsApped in to say, disaster 29th. Mine is the 29th. People are now wanting, or I'm assuming that is meant to be waiting till 31st to go out, so it's crap. So
it's
basically
true.
This person is saying, the 29th is no good, people have no money, they're waiting to get paid, or whatever.
And you get a bunch of 5-year-olds or 8-year-olds or whatever it is, and they're all up to their gills in selection boxes. Think you can excite a young fella with a Rice Krispie cake
after
he's been through Christmas? Not a chance.
Somebody's saying you don't need to necessarily change it, you just need to celebrate it on a different day. I suppose that's sort of...
To be fair, that's the truth. Some of the reactions she got online, actually, some of them were, you mean pretend to him as his birthday on a different day? Why on earth would you do that? And you would be completely unreasonable, another woman said. It's pretending it's on a different day. He will grow up permanently confused. And when he's older, he won't know what to say. He'll end up lying or feeling guilty about it.
You know, I just realised, there's a couple of quick ones here, right? Lads, my daughter was born on Christmas Day. We celebrate it and give her a party in November.
You're making more sense. This is what I'm talking about.
Somebody else saying, lads, I've had this conversation with my husband loads of times. My son's birthday is 22nd of December and I'm only raging I didn't lie to him from the time he was born.
Exactly. See, we're talking about.
And say he was born in March.
Hey, now.
I feel so guilty when his birthday comes around. It's so close to Christmas. I feel he doesn't get the attention he should.
He doesn't. You're dead right. And let's be honest, your birthday is much more important than Christmas. Christmas is about every other feckin' Egypt in the world. Your birthday is about you. Who's the only person you can't replace in this world,
Jim? Well,
I'll
tell you, the other thing about it is, there's a precedent for this, right? Because if your birthday was tomorrow...
Yeah.
29th of February.
Yeah. And I know one fella like that.
And there you go. So, you know, it's kind of taken out of your hands. Three of every four years, it's taken out of your hands when you say you don't get to celebrate it on the actual day or date per se, and so you get the chance. So the precedent is there to just move it a day here, a day there, whatever.
I know.
Do your thing,
and then you get annoying people like me who, no matter what, they meet someone in their 30s and they're like,
"So what? Happy 7th?
Are you 10? Are you 8 today? Are you?" How's it feel? Happy birthday. Stick 8 candles in the Swiss roll there.
You know when we do the birthdays with you, where you guess the ages, right? For tomorrow, right, it's got all, like, there's not that many famous ones. Ja Rule. Do you know Ja Rule, the rapper? It's his birthday tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
And he's listed as being, I don't know, 7.
Of course,
right? And Josh Auckland, the actor, the guy with the big deep voice, the South African guy, he's listed as being 11.
Well, there you go. We found the perfect compromise, right?
Yeah.
If your birthday's on Christmas week and you don't enjoy it and you want to have it changed, grant, you can have it on the 29th of February, but you only get the crack out of it every 4 years. It's the perfect compromise.
You would never accept a birthday every 4 years. You'd want it every 4 months.
I tell you, yeah, I know, but my birthday's different, Jim.
Oh, of course.
That's in April. Come on.
Guaranteed Irish U2's beautiful day here at Classic Hits. Happy Friday to you, 8:22. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. I tell you something, PJ. I think that woman has stumbled onto something. I think there's a movement afoot.
Right.
In support of that woman and the idea of changing. Because look at this. There's loads of stuff that have come in. Somebody has... my machine won't work there. Somebody says, mine is on the... 1st of the 1st, so in other words, 1st of January every year, and it's a nightmare.
Hangovers
and unwanted Christmas gifts.
You've literally stumbled upon...
I vote change, they say.
The only birthday worse than Christmas Day.
New Year's Day.
New Year's Day, when you think about it, because everybody's been on the rampage.
Absolutely. Somebody found out they've been celebrating their birthday on the wrong day regardless.
Oh, right.
30 years of celebrating my birthday on the wrong day. Only found out when I needed my birth cert to get married.
That's Jeanette. Brilliant.
And here's one. Look at this for a reason to do it. Check this out. It says, I celebrated my 21st in early October because I'm born at the end of November.
What?
And there were already 4 parties organised that month, and I didn't want no one showing up to mine.
Well, there you go. Do you know what? My ma had her 80th birthday. For her 79th birthday. Because she was afraid she wouldn't live to see it. So she decided that, well, do you know something? I don't want to miss my 80th.
Right.
So she had it anyway.
On her 79th.
And then we had her 79th on her 80th. And she said it was great. She said she felt a whole year's younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tears for fears. Everybody wants to rule the world here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday. 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. Good to have you along, folks. 087-188-0008. Magic Mike is just setting up a little bit
he's
of a
filming.
He's
setting up a little bit of
a filming.
He's
business.
Got. He bought all this gear.
Yeah.
He's after buying all this filming gear. And he loves it now.
He's like Steven Spielberg. He's like the radio Steven Spielberg. He just
loves having videos of me and Jim to take home with him.
I know, we're starting to worry a little bit about him. But listen, by the way, does anybody, either a pair of you, want to say what this music is in the background?
Is it How to Save a Life or something?
No.
I haven't a Riddler.
Okay, in fairness, it hasn't fully kicked in yet, but do you recognise it at all, no?
Well, I'll wait. I'd rather wait till it kicks in, Jim, if you don't mind, before I answer.
Well, now that has kicked in, believe it or not.
Oh, has it?
Oh, that's the bass has dropped.
Yeah.
No, haven't a clue.
I haven't.
Oh, wait. Is it Gardener's World?
Yeah!
Oh,
Point for Michael. Gardener's World, because it's time for our big grow. If you're with us over the last couple of weeks, you know all about this, okay? So basically, the big grow... And Innocent, doing it in partnership with GIY, Grow It Yourself. And the idea is that PJ and myself have taken on this 8-week challenge. Okay, we're into at the end of week two, are we?
We are, yeah, we're at the end of week two. We started growing our little bits and pieces for this whole Grow It Yourself sort of challenge.
And the thing about this is, right, the reason that PJ and myself are doing it is to encourage you to get involved. Well, I say you, specifically schools, okay? It's really, really aimed at schools. The idea, you can actually get free packs, okay? These growing kits for schools. And the idea is they'll have enough for almost 60,000 kids in schools right across Ireland. The grow kits, they include the seeds. You get cups that they can grow in, their own little crops. These compost discs.
Yeah.
Which are basically kind of add water to make muck.
That's it. One disc is amazing, how much muck you get out of one disc, actually.
You get a little resource booklet for teachers. You get a wall chart so that you can chart your weekly progress with all this. Really, really good fun. The big grow, it's all about getting kids to grow veg because then they'll eat more veg. That's the theory, the thinking a little bit behind it, I suppose. So that's what it's all about. And to be fair, there's no point in me even trying to deny it. PJ Gallagher,
lads,
is outgrowing me at a rate of knots.
I tell you something, me cress is up, the walls is coming out the top of me little pot, flying, me now, peas.
We'll bring this up to the camera shortly.
Oh, here, let me.
Mike
do
is
it.
Filming this at the moment, right?
Look at that.
Don't be just showing off your cress, because my cress is quite impressive as well.
No, that's me peas.
Oh my god, that's your peas!
That's me peas! Me peas are as high as your crest.
Actually, you should take those two up to the camera and make the comparison, right? So mine is the disgraceful effort.
Ah, Jesus, Jim.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, so this is Jim. Look.
Right, there you go. So for the benefit of the camera, that is embarrassing. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
He really is. He's absolutely whipping my ass with this.
And me carrots have started. So I've got a decent couple of carrots.
My carrots look like grass.
Yeah, I don't even know. I think you maybe just dropped a few cress seeds in there by accident, did you? But my carrots are starting to come up. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4. I've got 5 carrots just there building up. And I have to say, lads, I'm getting quite proud of this.
I'm hoping that I might fall into that category of late developer.
Yeah,
maybe I got seeds that were sort of late blooming seeds.
Well, we took them out of the same pack.
Oh, shut up, right. Anyway, Michael, the important thing. You know, it's not about the competition between me and PJ.
Oh, funny that. All of a sudden it isn't.
It's about the schools. Will somebody please think of the children, Michael?
It's about the kids. Right.
All the good stuff's about the kids, isn't it?
I've been speaking to kids week to week who have either done it before and certainly are doing it now as well. And I spoke to a sound young man called Stefan.
Hi, I'm Stefan O'Dowd. I'm in St. Brendan's. I'm 12 years old and I'm taking part in the Big Grow this year. I have done the Big Grow before and it went really good for me. The year I did it, I was growing cress and went really well. And I learned a lot about just the environment and so many different things.
Now,
cool. Yeah. Fair play.
I vote for him.
Knows the stuff.
Also, he gave you boys a shout out and a bit of encouragement.
Oh, yeah.
PJ and Jim, good luck. I'm rooting for you here in St. Brendan. Hashtag PJ and Jim.
Now. Wants to get the hashtag
together. That's cool.
I'd vote for him.
I would too. Like, stepping on with you, man.
He sounds very informed and everything.
This guy knows his stuff. Yeah. I think I may need to refer my failures.
Stefan.
See if he can give me some advice.
I don't mean to be the bringer of bad news, Stefan, but Jim's carrots are a holy show.
I am. I can't even deny it. PJ is quite literally outgrowing me. Anyway, look, this is all, of course, Innocent have partnered with the growing experts at GIY to give primary school kids the chance to grow their own tasty food. And the thing about it is, of course, we are giving you the opportunity to pick up one of these packs from us, aren't we, Mike? The idea is that we need a veg fact or a growing fact or a...
Yeah, well, a veggie fact, essentially, right? That's how this all started, so we might as well continue it. And if you have a veggie fact, send it in to us and you'll get a grow pack. And kids have been getting grow packs the last couple of weeks, so you, like Stefan, can start your growing packs.
Yeah, you could be a super grower like PJ Gallagher.
I'm telling you,
this is actually quite relaxing, isn't it?
It is.
Talking about growing your own food.
There's something to it, isn't
there? Isn't it?
God. When you think about the poor fella who was growing vegetables only to spike Donald Trump's potato.
Listen, if you want to get more information, okay, our website, classichits.ie, or innocentbiggrow.com, okay, innocentbiggrow.com, and you can find out all about the partnership between Big Grow and Innocent, along with DIY Grow It Yourself, and maybe you can get your hands on one of our packs and start growing your own, hopefully slightly more successfully than I have been.
I tell you, so I can't wait to share me peas with you, Jim.
It's going to be so embarrassing. I'll have to settle for a Cress sandwich or something at the end of all of this.
Yes, I've enough of me here for a sandwich for two.
You've got enough for a stew.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next girl gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Ennis and Limerick for excellent exam results. It's got to be Julie Kilmartins Easter Revision Courses in Ennis and Limerick. See kes.ie.
Now, the four-star New Park Hotel offers luxurious accommodation. They've got a health club and spa. They've got fun-filled kids' activities right in the heart of Kilkenny. And, of course, you can linger for longer by staying two nights midweek and save yourself 10%. NewParkHotelKilkenny.com if you want to find out more about that. But if you want to win this, we're going to need a score of 14 for you to win this two-night midweek break for the two of you to get away from it all at the New Park Hotel Kilkenny. Let their family look after yours. You'll stay in one of those fabulous, luxurious suites with a hot tub on your own private balcony. You get dinner for two in Gulliver's Restaurant on one of the evenings, afternoon tea on one of the afternoons, and you get a choice of any 30-minute treatment in the Escape Health Club Spa. That's one for each of you, by the way. You don't like have to share a half an hour treatment, 15 minutes piece. You get one each.
I don't even think that'd be allowed. So they've split it up. They've given it to
it's
you.
It's a cracking price. That would be two very, very good days.
Very good days, yeah. It's something I'd be loving, that's for sure. Anyway, 14 is the score we need, though. So it is a bit of a mountain to climb. It's been done before and it's been done on a Friday. And Mark in Dublin is going to have a go. How are you, Mark?
How's it going, lads? How's PJ? How you doing?
Not too bad. What's the crack, Mark? Any weekend plans ahead? What are you thinking?
Well, it depends on the weather, because I train a young lads team and we got a game.
Oh,
right. So it's going to be on or not. I don't know.
Who do you train, Mark? What's the name of the team?
I'm part of Tabantili FC, but it's at the lower levels. Under 16B team, so I'll just give them a shout out there.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Best of luck to them. Right, good stuff. And listen, Mark, when you play along, kind of, as I'm sure you do with the quiz, are you normally kind of reasonably good on the old scores, yeah?
Yeah, Jim, decent, but it's different when you're on the phone, of course.
Yeah, and it is a bit of a high one, but sure, look, we'll have a go and see how we get on.
Give it a lash.
Every faith in you, Mark. Best of luck, buddy. Here we go, 60 seconds on the clock. Here we go.
Who directed the film Saving Private Ryan?
Spielberg.
The world's largest rainforest surrounds which major river in South America?
Amazon.
In tennis, the term love describes a score of how many points?
Zero.
In which sport do teams compete to win the NBA championship?
Basketball.
The word fiesta, meaning festival or holiday, comes from what language?
Spanish.
Which comedy actor starred as Professor Sherman Klump in The Nutty Professor?
Eddie Murphy.
If someone had been severely reprimanded, they're said to have been the Red the What Act.
Right.
What do the initials AOB stand for on Agendas and Minutes?
Any other business.
Which pop band had a hit with Country House?
Blur.
Found in the leg, the tendon that joins the heel and the calf is named after what Greek hero?
Achilles.
In which village were the antics of Noel's house party said to take place?
Crinkly Bottom.
Which part of the body is treated by a chiropodist?
The foot.
What Z is a clothes fastener with with interlocking teeth?
Zip.
What is the French word for the number 10?
Deep.
Which US soul singer released a 1960s hit called Wonderful World?
Louis Armstrong.
It was Sam Cooke.
Panicked.
I wouldn't be overly worried about it, Mark, I have to say. Although, I don't know, I suppose trying to squeeze them in the 60 seconds, that was the only one you got wrong. So the question is, did you get enough of them right?
Okay,
here we go. The official count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14!
You did it, you absolute genius.
Oh my god.
Oh,
hey, PJ, I have to tell you, the last quiz I did was several years ago and you hosted it. up in Clontarf. Your leg was in plaster, I think, at the time.
Oh, that's right.
I don't remember that, but anyway.
Wow.
Time ago.
So you're actually, you're Mark's lucky charm, you are.
I tell you something.
If you're the quiz master, Mark wins.
Oh, that's it, yeah. Can I just say this? We do not know each other.
No, sorry. Yeah, no collusion there. No collusion.
Mark, that was amazing. Yeah, that was absolutely amazing.
You couldn't have really answered much better, Mark, to be perfectly honest with you. And even at that, you just made it. But the important thing is you did make it, and that two-night midweek break for the two of you in the New Park Hotel Kilkenny is yours. Who are you going to bring along, Mark?
Well, I might bring the wife, we'll see.
Yeah, exactly.
It's either the wife or the under-16s Cavatini football team.
I'm not sure they'll all fit in the hot tub, but whatever you want to do yourself, Mark. Listen, well done, sir. Happy Friday.
Many happy returns. Thanks, lads.
Well done, Mark.
Take care.